We've been talking a lot about Libya and Syria this morning. An update now from the nation-building process in the 3 months since Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak was forced from power in Egypt. Folks who participated in those extraordinary mass protests were hoping for rapid social change. But here the BBC's Middle East editor Jeremy Bowen has an update reporting on how slowly change is actually coming to Egypt.
Crowds that used to chant against President Mubarak are now chanting against Field Marshal Tantawi. He heads the military, which runs Egypt until elections for a new parliament and a new president. The crowd was just a few hundred, but the chants reflect increasing concern among veterans of the Tahrir Square protests about what happens next. These protesters were Christians who make up 10% of Egypt's population. Fadi Philip was deeply worried about sectarian clashes with Salafist Muslims that left 12 dead, more than 200 injured, and a church gutted by fire.
Tantawi is resembling the president right now. His word is the word that is to be applied. It's like the law. We are just asking him to apply the law. I am a little bit frustrated because the message that was sent from Tahrir Square, all of us united into one nation. What frustrates me is that message is not being heard in Upper Egypt or even in a lot of places in Cairo.
There are people here who are spoiling for a fight. There's a lot of tension and a lot of uncertainty as well in the new Egypt. There were high hopes for the future in Tahrir Square, but the reality of trying to build a new society is much harder than anybody expected.
One of the signs that President Mubarak was on the way out was when the regime's mouthpiece, the Al-Ahram newspaper, switched sides to back the protests. At its offices in Cairo, they're now reporting the fading of revolutionary dreams, according to Al-Ahram's Egypt editor, Dina Samak.
Sectarian violence is one of the things that scare people of what would happen next, because you cannot have a safe transition to democracy like people are wishing to have. If you have sectarian violence, if you have Islamic political forces dominating the political scene, the whole situation does not seem to be democratic to guarantee a democratic transition.
The traffic is back in Tahrir Square, where hundreds of thousands of protesters during 18 days in January and February changed the course of Middle Eastern history. At the place where he protested, I met Mohamed Bishara.
Why do you think regime change worked here when it hasn't worked elsewhere, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Bahrain?
We're not tribal-based. So I think by default, the people here, all the people, whether in Tahrir or elsewhere, who joined the protests, had a common goal, which is to start up with was freedom of speech, equality, etc., and to end up with was the change of the whole regime. So we might have toppled Mubarak, but the regime itself, I personally feel that it's still there, and it will take time to elapse such a regime.
Frustration in the voices there in Egypt. One of the people speaking to our partner, the BBC's Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen, reporting on nation building, a slow process there in Cairo.